rest of the story. Ever since third grade, Juan was wild about baseball. Knowing his parents would disapprove, he kept his after-school sandlot games a secret. Mother and dad believed their boy was studying. Instead, he was sharpening the athletic skills that he hoped one day would make him a professional baseball player. The equipment Juan and his friends played with was crude, a wooden pole for a bat, and a hard rubber ball. Baseball was not yet an approved activity in the schools of Juan's native Taiwan. Sympathetic folks served as lookouts during these games. Whenever Juan's father was seen coming home, the youngsters would be alerted so that Juan could get home ahead of his dad. And one day the secret came out. It was 1947. Juan was in the fifth grade. The sport of baseball was now officially recognized in Taiwan, and suddenly every school had a team. Competition between schools was organized, and island-wide championship games were played. Juan had always dreamed of playing second base on a real school baseball team. He tried out, and the dream came true. All that was left was to explain things to his unsuspecting parents. When on earth had Juan found time to learn baseball, they asked. And the boy confessed he'd been practicing when they thought he'd been studying. Reluctantly, mother and dad said that he could be on the team, but only if it did not interfere with his schoolwork, and Juan promised. But what nobody realized at that point was that the principal of Juan's grammar school was as enthusiastic about baseball as were the boys. He, too, was much excited at the prospect of winning the Taiwan Island Championship, and so, to sweeten the odds for his team, the principal allowed him to cut afternoon classes so they could practice baseball instead. After lunch each day, the rest of the students would return to the classrooms, but the baseball team got to go out and play. When Juan's parents learned what was going on, they were furious. The boy said he was studying extra hard at night, but his mother said that didn't matter. His mother said he'd become a foul-mouthed ruffian if he persisted in playing baseball, that he would not become the dignified, sophisticated young gentleman they'd hoped for, and worse still, he would not have an education. Mother recalled that Juan's afternoon classes included mathematics and language and natural sciences. Playing baseball instead of learning those subjects, he would be forever deficient in those subjects. But Juan pleaded, and eventually his mother relented. Even though all of the rest of the school year she tried to persuade her son to give up baseball. The school team won the county championship that same year, placed third in all Taiwan. Juan never lost his life. And his parents never quite grew to understand it, although they were pleased that despite the powerful distraction of baseball, their son did manage to get an otherwise education, an education so sound, hear this, that in 1986, 49-year-old Juan T. Lee received the Nobel Prize for Chemistry. And he won it for his complicated research in cross-molecular beam studies. He now says the project would never have occurred to him in the first place, but for the inspiration of a ballistics phenomenon with which he'd been intimately acquainted since his early youth. Dr. Juan Lee, whose parents were once so concerned about his divided attention, launched his Nobel Prize-winning research on the collision of molecular beams, inspired by the vivid mental picture of the imperfect collision which produces a foul ball. And now you know the rest of the story.